Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 10th chapter, 15th verse. Mridanga Sankha Varyascha, Mridanga Sankha Varyascha, Veena Panava Gomukha, Veena Panava Gomukha.
ప్రసాద శిఖారురు ద కురు నార్యో దిదిక్షయ వావృషు కుషుమై కృష్ణ ప్రేమ వృద సిమిక్షణ. సో ద ట్రాన్స్లేషన్,
అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ఎ లవింగ్ డిజైర్ టు సీ ద లార్డ్, ద రాయల్ లేడీస్ ఆఫ్ ద కురుస్ got up on top of the palace, and smiling with affection and shyness, they showered flowers upon the lord.
So the ladies here, you know, they are also, you know, participating in the scent of ceremony, right? Let us see what Srila Prabhupada is saying.
Shyness is a particular extra natural beauty of the fair sex, and it commands respect from the opposite sex. This custom was observed even during the days of Mahabharata, that is, more than 5,000 years ago. It is only the less intelligent person, not well versed in the history of the world, who say that observance of separation of female from male is an introduction of Mohammedan period time. This incident from the Mahabharata period proves definitely that the ladies of the palace observe strict parda, restricted association with men, and instead of coming down in the open air where Lord Krishna and others were assembled, the ladies of the palace went up on the top of the palace and from there paid their respects to Lord Krishna by showering of flowers. It is definitely stated here that the ladies were smiling there on the top of the palace checked by shyness. This shyness is a gift of nature to the fair sex and it enhances the beauty and prestige, even if they are of a less important family or even if they are less attractive. We have a practical example of this fact. A sweeper woman commanded the respect of many respectable gentlemen simply by manifesting a lady shyness. Half-naked ladies in the street do not command any respect, but a shy sweeper wife commands respect from all. Human civilization, as conceived by the sages of India, is to help one free himself from the clutches of illusion. The material beauty of a woman is an illusion because actually the body is made up of earth, water, fire, air, etc. But because there is an association of the living spark with matter, it appears to be beautiful. No one is attracted by an earthen doll, even if it is most perfectly prepared to attract the attention of others. The dead body has no beauty because no one will accept the dead body of the so-called beautiful woman. Therefore, the conclusion is that spirit spark is beautiful and because of the soul's beauty, one is attracted by the beauty of the outward body. The Vedic wisdom, therefore, forbids us to be attracted by false beauty. But because we are now in the darkness of ignorance, the Vedic civilization allows a very restricted mixing of the woman and man. They say that woman is considered to be fire and man is considered to be butter. The butter must act in association with fire and therefore they may be brought together only if it is necessary. And shyness is a check to the unrestricted mixing. It is nature's gift and it must be utilized.
ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನ ತಿಮರಂತ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನ ಶಲಾಖೆಯ ಚಕ್ಷು ಉನ್ಮಿಲಿತಮೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುವೇ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭೀಸ್ಮ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಏನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಕದಾಮಾಹಿ ತದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶಿವ ಸಾರಿ ಗೌರವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning a few times about shyness, right? See, the shyness from the Vedic understanding is quite different to the modern understanding, right? So I was thinking, what do these modern people think of shyness, okay? So I went into the dictionary to find out what is the meaning of shyness, okay? Absolutely, we know that Srila Prabhupada is correct, because later on, I'll show you why Srila Prabhupada is correct from the Krishna's angle, from the Krishna's viewpoint, okay? So shyness, I looked into the dictionary to find out what the meaning of it. It says, the feeling of apprehension, lack of comfort, awkwardness. Got the point? Awkwardness, which means, if you are in a, you know, in an assembly, and if you feel shy, that means, you know, that's not social etiquette. So, they want people, you know, to be, you know, without any shyness, which is a fair sex, which Srila Prabhupada says, fair sex means, you know, ladies. Without shyness, you know, that's what the Western culture is. They don't want any shyness. But Srila Prabhupada says, according to Vedic, a shyness is a, you know, a quality of a woman, and that commands respect. Okay, that's what I thought. So, the whole world is going on, basically based on the attraction between man and woman. That is how the whole world is. Right? Not only in the human society, we see this kind of attraction
even in the animal society, like dogs, cats, birds, bees, everything is going on, you know. You know, it's very interesting, you know, that sometimes, you know, what happens at home, whatever the food is left over, right? I used to keep it, you know, outside the courtyard, backside, you know, just to see, you know, some, because sometimes the bird comes, okay? Whenever I keep, the bird also knows, you know, it's in, sometimes in the morning, whatever maybe, the bird comes and takes it. Now, whenever I kept the prasadam and I noticed the birds eating, I've seen that, you will not believe, that the bird comes in pairs. There is a particular kind of bird, you know, with a black body and a beak is like something like yellow, okay? First it will come, and it will say like this, then the partner will come. You will not believe. You will not believe. I was observing this, yes. And then another fat kind of a little bit fattish kind of a bird will come first, and then one more sign, so the other partner will come. So this is going on. Why? Because that is how the bird is. You know? So perhaps, you know, they have finished their previous birth, you know, whatever may be, you know, husband and wife, whatever may be. So they are continuing because the consciousness is degraded. So what happens? You are entitled for a relationship, but not human kind of form. Right? So perhaps they are continuing, you know, that will go on. So as long as you are in the material world, the attraction is sex. That's it, isn't it? So it is said that in the, see, this material world is considered as a prison house, okay? See, normally for the prison house, you have bars, isn't it? So people don't get out. But here, in the prison house of this world, there is no bar. Anyone can go out, but they will not go out because the desire is sex. So as long as your sex is here, you don't need any bar there. You can permanently stay here. See? Amazing, isn't it, when you think, you know. It is considered a prison house, but there is no bar. Anyone can escape. But people don't want to escape. Because they desire it. That's why Srila Prabhupada, most of the lectures, you know, you highlight the point, as long as you've got the attraction for the opposite sex, which means you're on the bodily platform, is that there's no way of liberation. You can have to loiter here and there, you know. That's it. There's no way. So, this is basically illusion we see, right? Attraction for the body. And Prabhupada very clearly, he says that the living spark is very important. See, today I'm able to talk, I'm able to see, I'm able to hear everything. This is because of the spiritual spark. It is not my body. Because my body is made up of five earth elements, right? Earth, water, fire, and ether, you know. Because those elements are present outside, they are also present inside my body. It's not a big deal. It's there. So, it's made up of, but this living spark, this tiny soul, right? Which is a part of the Lord. Which is a component of the Lord, which is spiritual in nature, that is making me go, do everything. And the moment if my spark leaves my body is useless. It will sink. You can't even keep my body for 5 hours. So what is the state of our body? We have to imagine that. You know? It's just a spark. It's just a soul. So if you have the understanding that you are the spirit soul, then there is no anxiety. Because all the anxiety comes just by understanding that you are the body. Why to get up, why to go for a job, this, the body. But if you have the understanding that you are a spirit soul, then there is no anxiety. So the whole Bhagavad Gita is based on the understanding from chapter 2 that you are not this body, but you are spirit soul. So just by hearing what you are going to do, nothing. You hear and you walk away. No, you have to put it into action. That is why Srila Prabhupada says, this society, the international society for Krishna consciousness is created so that people take advantage. You come here, you associate with the devotees, you learn, find out that experience that you are so, is not there, just learn, experience. And then you, based on that, you know, you properly do your activities. So that is why, you know, we have to, all of us have to take advantage of Srila Prabhupada, the society has given us. Understanding the fact that we are spirit soul, not the body. Right? The body is just a covering. I am got a jumper on me. Right? I am not all the time thinking this is my jumper, I'm wearing jumper. Yeah. It's there. Right? Just, you know, ignore it. And the real person is me. I have to do the job. So there is constitutional activity and conditional activity. Conditional activity is for the body because we have to sleep. We have to eat, right?
There are others, the conditioned activity. Constitutional activity, it is for the soul. Other is, you know, throughout your life, you think, you know, you are born as a, born in ignorance, you know. See, I was born in ignorance. I know, I remember, why do I say born in ignorance? Because I know that when I was born, everything is dealt with the body only. So when I die, I don't want to die in ignorance. I want to die with understanding that I am a spirit soul. So this is why we have to do all these, you know, activities. So that at least, you know, born in ignorance, we die at least born of goodness or pure goodness. We'll try our best. So this is the science of self-realization, which Krishna experienced, you know, throughout Bhagavad Gita. Okay. So this is basically an illusion, isn't it? Now why this illusion is happening? What's the reason for this illusion? Because of false ego. False ego is a component. So what happens? The soul, right? See, if you really look at it, you know, of course in the bodily platform, we have got Matajis and we have got, you know, Prabhus, right? On the body identification. But just let us go a little bit beyond that body identification. Now, if I consider all living parts of the Lord, there's no difference, right? See, on the bodily platform, there's a difference. Man, woman, that. But if you go beyond one level up, you know, let us go, you know, one level go and see all our spiritual part. Right? Now, how does this men and women come out, you know, these characteristics and, you know, I am a man, you are a woman, because of false ego. So what happens? The soul, right? The soul is very, very pure in nature. Okay? Absolutely no designation. Now the moment the soul is there, or when the moment we fall down or something, whatever, the soul is stamped with false ego. Okay? Because at that time the soul knows what the body are going to get, man or woman. Man means false ego. Man. Woman means false ego. That's it. You are now you don't have a body. God is going to be formed. Already false ego stand. Now what happens? The mind is there to protect your false ego. Oh, I am a man. I am a woman. See? Mind is protecting false ego. Intelligence is the next one, the neighbor. Come on, you know, he will come. This is how it mind, intelligence, false ego. Second point. So you stand, then based on that you're getting a gross body. See? How is that? Science is explaining. So everything is based on false ego. So what the false ego is doing? It is covering the soul is the very pure in which it is covered by false ego. Very, very difficult. And then with a false ego, you are given a body, man's body or woman's body, and the senses come and enjoy them. So as long as you enjoy the senses, doesn't matter what way, no way you are going to get out of the false ego. Now how this false ego, Krishna explained, how the false ego is going to go? Okay, now we know, we have got false ego, we got man's body, women's body. How can we get out? Krishna explains elsewhere in many places that just by performing devotion service, your subtle body is dissolved. Can you understand this? Subtle body is dissolved. See, regardless of your gross body, don't be worried, okay? At the time of death, someone will burn your body. No doubt about it, okay? Whether they burn or they bury or something, this body will be completely dissolved. Wherever it came from, earth, water, fire, it will go back. Okay? So forget about this body. This is only for this lifetime. 60 years, 70 years. But the mind, intelligence, false ego, that keeps on going from body to body. This process is known as transmigration of the soul. Okay? Now you cannot kill the mind. Because the mind is yours. From time immemorial, it is your mind. That's why Krishna is saying, control your mind. See, this body, in this birth, I got this body. Next birth, or previous birth, I might have got some other dog's body or something. Okay, that body is burnt. So the mind is, at the time of I might be a dog or something, I was looking at a man, so I got this man's body. Yeah, I got this. So, this mind is the same, okay? The mind, intelligence, false ego, is the same. Now I have to purify my mind. Okay? So the mind, intelligence, false ego keep on going. The only purificatory process is Hare Krishna mantra chanting and devotion service. So the mind will be completely pure. And then the devotion service can be, you know, done. And then we can dissolve completely the subtle body. Which means, if there is no subtle body, you know, or the mind, if it is pure, you are going to get spiritual body. Alright. So, the soul, as I said, the soul is a pleasure-loving component because it's part of the Lord. See, Krishna is a reservoir of happiness, okay? If you take a small part of the soul, which are we, definitely, by definition, we should be pleasure-loving, right? We should be very happy, isn't it? Definitely, you know, you may assume, you may not assume, but it's a fact that it's a pleasure-loving. Then, so what happens? Because that soul is trapped, you know, stamped with God's ego and mind intelligence, it identifies the body. So, the happiness and distress is identified through the body. So, what is happening? The pleasure of the soul is transferred into the body and lust is formed. Krishna explains that in chapter 3. The love is converted into lust. As a soul, you are very, very attractive to Krishna. You love in Krishna. Right? And then when you come to this material world, the false ego comes, mind and the senses comes, and then you think, yes, I am the body, I will enjoy. So what happens? The soul's love is transferred nicely into the body's lust. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Atmendriya Priti is Kama, Krishnendriya Priti is Prema. So if you enjoy your senses, that is Kama. If you give your senses for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord, that is Prema. Okay, now how do you get out of the illusion? We are talking about illusion, right? There is always a way in Krishna system. Krishna has not left us high and dry, okay? He has told, this is a system, if you follow, you will get out. Otherwise, fine, I have given you a choice, right? Because the Lord has three prominent energies. What are the three energies? The first energy is the Lord's spiritual or internal energy. The second is the Lord's material energy for material creation. And the third one is the Lord's marginal energy. So the Krishna's spiritual energy and marginal energy, all the living entities are marginal energy because we are part of the Lord. So the Lord's spiritual energy and the Lord's living entity, marginal energy, are all superior in nature. But the Lord's material energy is inferior in nature. It is matter. It does not have anything. Nothing to do. This world is matter. Just matter. If there is a spirit soul here, then this boat will be jumping. Because there is no spiritual matter. Right? So, the Lord's internal energy and the Lord's material energy, we are superior in nature. But what happens? Being the Lord's superior energy, we identify with matter and I think, yes, I am the body. Because body is made up of earth, water, fire, that's it. What a precarious situation, right? We are identifying with matter. So what happens? Instead of being in the superior nature, we are coming to the inferior nature. That's why Krishna has given option, right? Now we can't do anything. Now we are in the material energy, material nature. So, the free will is given to us, whether to do devotional service or to enjoy the material nature. So, it is our free will, we have to choose it. So, let us be wise and choose the free will, you know, serving Krishna, so that, you know, happily we can go back and serve Him. So, how do we get out of the illusion? That is why Srila Prabhupada has set up these various ashramas and systems, you know, like Brahmacharya has set up, you know. So, from the young age, you go and you learn, so that the attraction between man and woman will not be there. Because you try to identify, yes, there is something, you know, it's, they say in English, right, skin, beauty is skin deeper. You remove the skin, doctor will tell you, if I remove the skin, there's the blood will be flowing. So what's basically happened is, in the body structure, if you are not anatomy, that's known as, what you see is, there is a skeleton, right? The skeleton is covered with the nerves, bones, you know, muscles, blood and tissues, and covered beautifully like a skin is outside. So looking at the skin, if you remove the skin, you know, you can't even stay there. You know.
And nerves.
Nerves. So it is just everything, nerve, bone, and flesh, blood, all are material components. There is nothing spiritual there. So don't be carried away. There is nothing spiritual there. Only spiritual component is soul. So, whatever is moving is spiritual in nature, whatever is not moving, that's material. That's how we see. If something is not moving, that is material. If something is moving, that's spiritual. So, one don't ask me, the car is moving, so it is spiritual. No, some driver is moving the car. Okay? Because the driver is holding the car, that's spiritual. The driver is spirit soul. So without any spiritual spark, one will not move. So that is attraction, right? Now, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it says that why it is an illusion? Because attraction between man and woman is the main principle of the material world, right? So, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Thayurmito Hridaya Granti Mahu, which means the moment the man and the woman come together, there is a knot. A tight knot is created in the heart. And it cannot be destroyed, it cannot be removed. Attraction. So this is second Srimad Bhagavatam, right? Now, so how are you going to do that? How does that? See, Srimad Bhagavatam is warning that the moment a man and a woman is coming, it makes attraction, okay? And then Srimad Bhagavatam also says, Shri, women is also called Shri because they are the cause of expansion. A man comes, joins with a woman, and then expands. Family expands, 1 children, 2 children, 4 children, 10 children, right? It expands. So what happens? You get a family. Now the same family, if the family members, spouse everyone, right? If they are not favorable to Krishna consciousness, that is Maya. You are living in an environment of Maya. So we should not be carried away with thinking, yes, I got married, everything is fine. No. The spouse, the children, everyone should be Krishna conscious. Otherwise, we are in an area of Maya. You do not have to go out. So we should be very, very careful now. So that is why Vedic scriptures say Grahameni and Grahastha. Grahameni means husband and wife, they are the center. The Lord is not there. Grahastha means Lord is in the center. Everything will be dwelling based on the Lord. In that house, yes, that is not Maya. That is Krishna consciousness. Because everyone is centered around Krishna. So why is this happening? Why is this happening? Because everything is mind in the material world. The mind is everything in the material world. And the soul is everything in the spiritual world. Okay? Now, the mind is thinking that I am the body. That means impure mind. Srila Prabhupada says, impure mind thinks as I am the body. Pure mind thinks I am the soul. If you think that you are the body, that means you need purification. Very, very simple. So if you think that you are spirit soul, that means yes, the mind is pure. Otherwise, more beauty. That is why we have to chant every day 16 rounds. Because it's like a cleaning process. Constantly. Because right now, our full mind is full of, you know, lusty sense gratification procedures. Fully, you know, everything. So slowly clean it, you know. And then it will be purified. So that is the only way, you know. So, because why we are guilty? Because the mind is a cause of bondage or liberation. Mind is the main tool, okay, in this material world. If the mind is not clean, bondage. Repeated word like that. If the mind is clean, liberation. So, the main component is mind. Now, how do you clean the mind? Because the mind is like a container. We have to understand this very, very clearly, okay? Then, Krishna consciousness is very easy. See, if you have knowledge, right? Which is Krishna. Krishna means knowledge. If you don't know Krishna, you do not have knowledge. If you know Krishna, you have knowledge. If you know the process, that's okay? Krishna consciousness is very easy. Even if someone says don't practice, you will practice. But if you don't have knowledge, Krishna consciousness is very difficult. So, this is the process of getting knowledge. So, how do you clean the mind? So, mind is like a container, okay? In there are 10 tubes going. Imagine. There are 10 tubes. What are the 10 tubes? The 10 tubes are the 5 knowledge occurring senses and the 5 working senses. See, my hand is connected to my brain. My leg is connected to my mind. Any action I do, you know, if I serve Krishna, it is stored. If I smoke cigarette, that is smoke. See, action. So the 10 tubes are going into the mind. If I see Krishna, that is going into the mind. If I see something else, let's go. So all these are inputs. Because Krishna explains, this body is like a machine given by the material nature. It's like a robot, you know. I'm able to see, I'm able to hear, I'm able to talk, I'm able to digest, I'm able to walk. It's a machine, robot. Okay? The soul is a component that's making us walk. So all these senses, you take the input. and sowed in the mind. So, and not only this world, from time immemorial, because the mind is keeping on trying, so all this rubbish is in the mind. Right? How do you clean the mind? I should always see Krishna. Ear should always chant Krishna's name, listen Krishna's name. Tongue should chant Krishna's name, take Krishna prasadam. Right? Hand should do service for the Lord. Leg, walk. Sometimes I don't desire to get the distress right. But distress comes automatically to you. You don't want distress, right? But it comes to you. In the same way, happiness will also come to you. You do not have to strive for happiness. It will come to you. So in the same way, distress is coming, happiness is also coming. Okay? Now, interesting enough, in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna was put into illusion. Why us, you know? Arjuna was thinking, identifying him as a body. Right? But mind you, before we talk further, we are put into illusion because of our karma. Okay? Arjuna is put into illusion because of Lord. Lord wanted it to do. Don't think that I am put into illusion because of Krishna. Like mother is Mayavati. We are put into illusion because we wanted to enjoy the material. So we are put into that. Okay, suffer. Right. But Arjuna is different. Lord is an instrument. Right? Arjuna is an instrument in Lord's hand. So Lord momentarily put in, you know, into illusion so that he can speak Bhagavad Gita. So what did Arjuna say? Arjuna one day he was on the bodily platform. He said, see, look at that. That's my grandfather. This is my spiritual master. This is my nephew, my niece. They are all there. How can I fight? I cannot fight. It's overwhelming for me. I cannot fight. And you know, he got lost about his duty. See, when you are in the material plane, you will confuse all the time. He's forgetting. I don't want to fight. Then Krishna, what he did at the time. So many things we have to learn from Bhagavad Gita. Immediately Krishna took the position of a spiritual master. Arjuna. He said, Arjuna, what are you doing? You are hovering on the mental platform. Definitely you have confusion. Don't you know that a wise person always view from the spiritual platform? A wise person does not view anything from the material platform. This is not wise. Material platform means that's inferior, Lord's inferior nature. Spiritual platform means superior nature. A wise person, intelligent person, always views it through Shastra. Guru, Shadu, Shastra. He will never take whimsical mind. He will never trust a whimsical mind. I want to do it. I want to study. I will do that. No. Whimsical mind. Shastra, what did my Guru say? What did the saintly person say? What is Srimad Bhagavatam saying? What is Bhagavad Gita saying? So, Krishna chants it in him. So, don't become a fool, you know. So, always view through a spiritual angle. And then Arjuna came to senses. And then, you know, he followed the Lord's instruction and everything went from him. Right? So, let us not lament over the body, living or dead. Krishna says, very, very tough statement, you know. Whether the body is living or dead, the spirit soul is everything. So, don't you lament. Right? Doesn't matter. What's the point of lamenting, you know? Body is there, whether it's living, tomorrow it will be dead. So spirit soul, so concentrate on the spirit soul. This is the instruction Krishna has given to Arjuna. Okay? So, from this what we learn? The body is not important, the soul is important. Right? Now what is our education institution doing? They are targeting on body. Maths, physics, chemistry, zoology, geography, everything on the body. What spiritual science are teaching? Nothing. So how will a man progress? See, absolutely no spirituality, right? Absolutely. This is where it is going to. Absolutely. So people have really forgotten the real existence now, but they are wandering over the artificial existence. Now in this connection, there is a story told by Srila Prabhupada about the story that story was told by Srila Prabhupada's guru, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj. Saraswati Maharaj. Now, so Prabhupada is quoting here. He said, once, two persons, okay? One person, two persons walking, and this person, he happened to fall into a river or something, you know? He does not know swimming. He is drowning. So the second person, he knows swimming. So what he thought immediately, he jumped into the river to save him. Okay? He tried his best.
friend, but they both were walking. He tried his best. So, what he could not do anything. But somehow he bought the person's shirt and the coat. And then he said, I bought the person's shirt and the coat, so I saved him. Is it a good logic? Saving the person's coat and the logic. Someone is saying, I protected you because I kept a jumper for you and I'm giving you back. That is not wise. So Prabhupada is saying, our modern phenomena is saving the shirt and the coat. Body is dead. So they don't care. We can take any number of births. Don't disturb us. Any number of births can take. Don't disturb us. But the soul is suffering. So this is a modern phenomenon, Srila Prabhupada is saying. So in this regard, you know, I thought there is a good verse, you know, like this verse. It's very good. It's Bhagavad. He says, Brahmanda Brahmite Kuna Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasade Bhaya Bhakti Ratani. So what's happening? The conditioned soul, right? Very, very powerful verse. The conditioned soul is going after from universe to universe. Sometimes as Brahma, sometimes as a dog, sometimes as a bird, sometimes as a human being. Wandering 8,400,000 species of life. Wandering. Right? And just by the mercy of devotees. Krishna, he says, but Krishna means devotees. By the mercy of devotees, you get Krishna mercy and you get a spiritual master. And once you get the spiritual master, you will get Krishna. Why? Because the spiritual master, he plants the seed of bhakti. So bhakti seed is planted, that's it. And how did the tree grow? By hearing and chanting. The tree grows. Continues grows. And then the fruit is the love of God. So all of us, you know, we will get our seeds planted by continuous chanting the love of God. Can you imagine that? Love of God means you will be always with Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha, and you will be always happy. There's no distress, no birth, death, old age, disease, no adhibhavati, adhyatmik, adhi, devi, nothing is there. Seven miseries won't be there. 24 hours happiness. Right? That is why the devotees of Krishna, they never relinquish the lotus feet of the Lord. They never relinquish. Having seen the lotus feet of Krishna, they will never, even in the dream, don't want. We don't want anything. Nothing is comparable to the lotus feet of Krishna. They say we don't want it. They don't want it. Once you've seen Krishna, if you've not seen Krishna's lotus feet, Krishna's service is fine. Don't have nonsense. Who cares? But after seeing Krishna, no, we will not leave Krishna. We don't want to leave the Lord because imagine, if you don't take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, what else you are going to take shelter of? Yeah? Let us think of it. We will take shelter of our mind and our body, right? The body is deteriorating, it will be burnt. No hope. Forget about it. If at all from tomorrow, if you think that I am going to take some hope on my body, just please forget it. It is rubbish. It's not that, because deteriorating, it will deteriorate. Okay? Then mind, your whimsical mind, your cheating mind, you want to take shelter of. One minute it says, I want this, the next minute completely opposite. Sometimes, you know, oh, Prabhu, you are my friend. Next minute, I hate you. What did you do yesterday? You didn't respect me. You are my enemy. I'll curse you. This is our mind. We trust this mind. Cheating mind. Completely cheating. He says, don't go to Krishna. Is this mind we believe? When we chant, it's telling, okay, enough. You have chanted, you are a big devotee. This mind, our own mind. Do we trust this mind? We should never trust it. The senior or the great acharyas, advanced devotees, they never trust the mind. They take the mind put it into a box, into the garage. Mind, when it comes, one slap on the mind. Navarkas. Advanced devotees, Navarkas mind. One dirty feeling is enough. One. It will contaminate. Like a virus. One thing. Never trust, you know. Advanced devotees, mind is horrible. Never trust. Cheating mind. Our own mind. So never trust. So where, who will you trust? Instructions. Vedic instructions. That is why Krishna is saying, I told my Arjuna, wise person always is spiritual. Why? Because spiritual means it's Vedic. It's long-standing. Material mind means thoughts from previous birth. Previous birth, you like someone, you like it. You don't like someone, you hate them. This birth. Everything based on reason. Right? So, in this regard, I want to just quickly talk about a devotee, you know. How it's a very pure devotee is experiencing the bliss. We should know that. Then, we can really understand, oh, Krishna consciousness is so happy, you know. It is not as we thought. It's not dry and humid, you know. It's so nice. Okay? Now, this is an episode of Vrindavan pastime, where Indra, right, he was upset and he was, you know, he invited the Samantaka cloud and then he was raging with wind and rain and all that for 7 days, right? At the time, Krishna has to lift the Govardhana, Giri Govardhana. Okay. Now, when Krishna lifted Giri Govardhana in his last finger, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they took shelter of Giriraj. Okay? So, including everyone, even the Gopas, Gopis, at that time only, all were allowed to see Krishna. Because the girls, you know, they're not allowed to see Krishna, right? Because the Gopas, you know. Because they say, what is all the time, you know, the girl is looking at Krishna, what is this? So, at that time, because all village, imagine it's a village, Krishna lifted the Govardhana hill, it is about 22 kilometers, right? In size, which is almost like, you know, Melbourne. Melbourne is a diameter of how many kilometers? 50. So almost half of Melbourne. Because small village, right? So Krishna lifted Govardhana and all the inhabitants, they were inside. The Govardhana. Okay? And they were taking shelter. All of them were looking at Krishna. Every, including the animals, everything. 7 days, they did not eat anything. Okay? No eating, no drinking, just looking at Krishna. Okay? Now, this is one side, okay? Right? Now, Krishna is carrying Giriraj. Giriraj was so ecstatic, you know, because it's touching the lotus feet of Krishna. The Giriraj we are worshipping, the Govardhana hill, okay? Now, imagine, Giriraj has to face the situation, even though it's a pure devotee like us. What is us? On one side, beating, and other side, Krishna. What is a beating? Because Indra on the other side is throwing thunderbolt. You know the thunderbolt how it is? It will hurt you. So Krishna is taking Giriraj. He knows, Krishna knows who he is dealing with. Okay? When Krishna is playing with his devotees, he knows who he is dealing with. He will not play with us. Mundane personality, he will not play. He knows his devotees very well. So when Krishna lifted, on one hand, Giriraj is getting blasted from Indra. You know, he is Indra, is, you know, putting thunderbolt, you know, and he is taking his weapon and, you know, he wants to break Giriraj. But on a, like, you know, someone is hitting on this side, and he's, this side they are giving you samosa. What are you doing? And this side, please eat, Prabhu. Prabhu, you know. I said, what, you know? But Giriraj was facing the same thing. But you know at the time what Giriraj was doing? This was explained by Kavi Karmapur in his Gaura Gaurisa Deepika. Kavi Karmapur, you know that? Who is it? Who is Kavi Karmapur? Kavi Karmapur is the last son of Shivananda Sen. Shivananda Sen has got 3 sons. His sons are Chaitanya Das, Rama Das and Paramananda Das, or Puri Das. So, Kavi Karmapur has become, Puri Das has become Kavi Karmapur. Kavi means he was a poet among the Vaishnava Acharyas. At the age of 7, he was initiated into Hare Krishna Mahamantra by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? He is none other than one of the gopis in Vrindavan. Okay? So, he is talking, he is saying, you know what is explaining Kavi Karmapur? He knows it. He is saying, why is Giri Govardhana
Giriraj, even though he was getting beatings from Krishna, beatings from Indra, he was quite very happy because two things. He was feeling the Lord's lotus hand, okay, Lord's touching, and then he was getting the taste of the breathing of Krishna. Krishna was breathing. So, Giriraj was smelling that breathing. So, when you something is coming and coming out of Krishna, Giriraj is smelling that and he said, I don't care about what is happening. Let people can do with Indra, fix you up, lay down. Krishna will fix you up. But he is completely forgotten. So, my point is, if something is happening to the soul, body, it can forget that. Because soul is important. Right? So this is very nicely explained by Kavi Karnapur in his Gaura Gaudism Deepika. Yes, yes. Okay. Finally, my regular trend is I finish off with a story. Okay. Now this story is about liquid beauty. Anyone know about that? Because the topic today is attraction between men and women, right? So liquid beauty. I'll wind up soon, in this connection, this story is called the Srila Prabhupada. Okay. Now what happened? In the village, there is one beautiful lady, but she's spiritual, okay? She's very good looking, So all the men used to look at her, oh, this girl is beautiful. Now there was one rich man in the village. Now this rich man was casting this girl, okay? Somehow I want to enjoy this girl. How could I do that? So he's coming and every time asking, say, I'm proposing to you, why don't you marry me? Or, I want to enjoy with you, why don't you come with me like that? Now this girl was quite apprehensive, He said, village girl and all that. She said, something avoiding. And then she was thinking, now if I keep on avoiding, because he's got the power, he can do something, right? He can spoil my family, or he can do something to me. So what she thought was, okay, I'll accept to his proposal. Okay? Because she's very clever. I'll do something and accept. So she said, okay, man, you can come after one day, and you can come and enjoy me. It's fine. Then this man was like, oh, she has said, say, fine, that's right, I'll come after one day. So what this lady did was, she's very spiritual, right? So what she did, she went to like a doctor like Mahatma Prabhu, okay, and took a lot of purgatives. Purgatives means, if you eat that, you get loose motion. You keep on getting loose motion. And there is one more many things where you vomit. So one is something to come out, and the other is something to come through the mouth and through the ends, which is basically purgation, right? So mind you, this adds to the point that our body has got 9 gates, or holes, okay? Don't think that the body is very good. The body has got 9 gates, and it keeps on coming out, and things come out, okay? So that kind of body we've got. So she took the medication. So what happened? Every day she was taking that vomit-coming medicine, and purgation, loose motion medicine. So what she collected was, she will take something and she will vomit. The vomit she put it into a pot. Then she will get a dysentery, loose motion, she will collect into a pot. But continuously she was doing. And at the end of the 7 days, there were 2 pots. She has got one full of vomit, one full of her stew. Okay? And she became like thin and like that. So this man came happily, He just came with the flowers and he said, come on. She was sitting outside. The 2 pots were there, covered nicely. Some fragments at the top. And this man came, come on. He said, oh, where is the beautiful girl? I wanted to see her. He said, which beautiful girl? You know the beautiful girl who told me to come in? He said, I am the one. He said, no, you are not the one. I want to see that girl. He said, I am the one. Then he said, I saw that beautiful girl. But you are so ugly. You are not the one I saw. I want to see, the beautiful girl. He said, I am the one. Listen to me. Then he said, next question, what happened to your beauty? Then he said, don't worry. I have kept it. I've kept it nicely. I've stored it. He said, come on, show me. I want your beauty. He said, she said, come on, come on. This is my beauty. He saw that he also vomited. Come on. 7 days too, Even if you go to the urine, if you don't flush the toilet properly, next time whoever goes, they complain. What is this? You have gone, to the toilet, you did not flush the. This is our status. Okay? And having his collection, that fellow fainted actually. Okay? So, the point being, she said, if you want to enjoy, you enjoy my body that is made up of urine, stool, fuss, you know, flesh, blood, everything. That is enjoyment, you know. That is what, you know, get. So this is all mind, right? So what is happening? If you analyze the body, we have got some urine in the body, we have got some stool in the body, right now. All of us, we cannot say that. Because we drink water, there is urine forming in the kidney. You know, because Vishnu says it's a machine. Okay? We have drunk water last night, every day morning, so the urine is forming. We have eaten something, so stool is there. So what to think of this body? Because the skin is, you know, nice, doesn't mean that, you know, that we are... So one has to go skin deep. What is inside? Thank you very much. Okay? So this is Maya. So Maya means covering potential. That which is not. You think you are a body, you are not a body. You think there is happiness, there is no happiness. You think there is no Krishna, there is Krishna. Maya, see? Maya is such power, it is making us think there is no Krishna. See? This is Maya. So, you at the end of today, you decide which side you want to be. Krishna side or Maya side. Krishna side means always happiness. Maya side means always suffering. Hare Krishna. I'll stop here. Any questions, comments?
Yes, one comment. Very brief one. Another one, I have to say, beauty mind, which seems naive.
Sorry?
You have to beat your mind with shoes in the morning and night, controlling.
But how do you beat it? We can't even see the mind, right? How do you get the mind? Some people don't even know that there is mind. They say there is no mind. Fools. So how do you catch out of mind? See, if you have to hit something, or if you have to catch, you first you have to give a treatment to someone. First if you want to hit it, I have to catch it first, right? How do you catch the mind? No, hate is not the mind. So what it means is basically purifying. Purifying the mind. That is a baby for the mind. Or the mind, if it says, I will not chant the chant, do the opposite of what mind wants. Mind will say, today I want to enjoy, no enjoy. So it is said, you know, that imagine, say this is a mind, okay? This is a very important thing. Mind. This is a mind, which is a very, very troublesome and problematic. So it is said that you have to do four things for the mind. Then the mind will be completely under your control. This side, no pleasure to the mind. From any of the senses. You have got 10 senses, right? Knowledge. Absolutely no pleasure. The mind will be revolted. It will be roasted. On the opposite side, you chant 16 rounds. On this side, every day 1 hour of reading. And this side, mind should be continuously engaged. Then the mind is like a child. It will crumple. Because basically, the mind is like a child. If you take a child to a toy shop, what does it do? It takes as many, you know, things as possible. Okay? It will not leave. It will not come out. Right? Prabhu. Yeah. You have practical experience, Prabhu. Right? The child, if you go to the toy store, it will take as many toys. It will not leave. It will not come out. And if you pull the toys, you get angry. What do you think? So the mind is like a child, untreated mind is like a child. It wants as many sense gratification, as many toys. It does not want to leave. So how do you leave that? You want to leave the mind? No. It's the process. No pleasure. 16 rounds. 1 hour of reading. Continuous engagement with the mind. The child, if it is free, no, it will think all something. I want this, I want nine, I want. If the child is doing busy activity, the child will know. The mind should be continuous, and it should never be free. Somewhat corrupted. Then the mind will be roasted. So the Krishna conscious process is roasting the mind, not giving enjoyment. Mind, if it is roasted, liberation. Mind, if it is less, let free, bodies. So mind is the main component. Is that true? Hare Krishna. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.